Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Am I on?
You are on.
Am I on? Did he actually turn my volume up? He likes me now.
That's like those comics at a stand. Is this thing on? Is this thing on? How come nobody's laughing?
Hello,
is this on?
Hello.
Sounded like a telephone scammer. Hello.
Well, when an hour two comes around, we got to make sure our mics are turned on. I mean, there's no test hour two. Hey, you've joined us hour two. This is Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. Cal Hunter is our producer. We got Denise Dirks. We got Todd Kunin. That is the brother of Dave Kunin. Because sometimes I do call him Dave, but what is Dave up to, by the way?
My brother has got to learn to not text me at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Really?
I'm not picking up. It's not going to happen.
He's an early bird kind of guy.
He is.
7 o'clock is early?
Well, it's just, yeah, it is.
855-LAW-RADIO. Denise, what is the phone number? It's 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to call in.
Call us at 855-529-7234.
And she's over there. This is how off the wall this radio show is. She's over there eating a bunch of food. She's got
a food. I'm only eating a grape.
It's grape. It's like, and she's feeding them to Todd across the table.
But
and they're supposed to be 7 feet apart.
Well, they sanitize the grapes, so it's okay. I've got a Clorox wipe here. They've used this on the grapes. It tastes a little
nothing
funny.
Nothing makes
not.
A grape
doesn't
taste well.
Funny. Here, have a couple more.
Well, the Clorox speeds up the fermentation process, so by the time I get it, it's a full-on wine.
Wait till hour three. Do not leave. Hour three is better because we get a little more punch drunk and we have nothing going but water right now.
That's right.
Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Do not tell anybody that, look, this is what Radio Law Talk said. Unless it's your in-laws at the dinner table and you're tired of hearing them say, you know they say. But then you could throw in Radio Law Talk. That is the best way to say, look, I'll raise your they say, and I'll throw in a Radio Law Talk.
There's one other time when you can quote Radio Law Talk. And I'm just going to throw this out there. If you're driving down the road in the middle of the night, say, through the Nevada desert, right, between say, Fallon and Las Vegas, that area where they have a submarine observatory for some reason in the middle of the Nevada desert, you're driving down there and you happen to get abducted by the white light circular disc that comes over your vehicle.
And believe me, they're there.
Yeah. When you get taken up to the mothership, you can quote Radio Law Talk. I'm giving you permission right then. Quote Radio Law Talk.
And you can remind them we're the most exciting coronavirus-free radio show on the earth. I think that's important to know because you got nothing else going on. Why wouldn't you listen to us?
The little gray people would want to know this, Todd.
That's exactly
right. Observe your right to remain silent, although I don't know if the Fifth Amendment applies on a galactic scale, but you can try.
Nor I.
I wish you guys would. The reason I'm pausing, you see Denise, she's just like, why did I get up so early this morning? Today we're going to talk about Sotomayor, and I always say it wrong, but the justice is going to sit out on a case. We're going to talk about Instagram ruling about your photos. This is interesting. Those of you who have Instagram, maybe we should say it might apply to Facebook and people will listen to this. But also, the prison break in Wisconsin, we got to talk about that and what happened. But before we do all that, your favorite thing, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm not going to listen to you this time, Denise, is case or no case.
Okay, now my regular open is not going to be functioning right now, so we're going to do this.
Don't do it. Hold on.
Wait. Tell me something, boy. What's going on?
I love this song.
Well, now it's time to play Case.
I love that song.
Now it's time
to play. Can we just listen to the song and not listen to you, Cal?
Tell me something. Are you that scared of Case or No? This is going to be a good one. Now it's time to Case or No Case, pitting my rather shallow wit.
Oh.
Against, like, singing the shallow, get it. Against our great attorneys here, Todd, Denise, and Fred Penny. The year now is 2009.
Okay.
And Mr. James Carson of Lincoln, Nebraska, was on European holiday in Coulon, France.
France?
This C-O-U-L-A-I-N-E-S.
France?
I'm Toulon, France. This was the
Todd
most...
Todd does a good... what's up?
Well,
Todd, you're a good friend. You do the good...
I know not what you speak of. Toulon, France. Go ahead, tell me.
This was the most deadly time of year for the swine flu in 2009.
Oh.
Deadly time of year. A pandemic, much like the COVID, far more deadly in terms of deaths, but slower spreading. Nonetheless, many, many fatalities. Mr. Carson had been chewing tobacco on his tour group bus ride from the airport, got out and did a little spit toward a garbage can, but missed and hit the street instead. A nearby constable observed the whole thing, wrote him a notice to appear for a low-level misdemeanor. Mr. Carson said, "Wait a minute, it's just harmless spit. I was aiming for the garbage can anyway. Just give me a rag, I'll clean it up." But the gendarme said, "Sorry, monsieur, you may not leave town for 2 weeks until your court appearance." Mr. Carson was livid, just livid, and he didn't know what to make of it. He called his lawyer back home in Nebraska at the state capitol and said, "What should I do? And I'm going to ask you, Denise, starting with you, case or no case?"
What does his lawyer tell him?
His lawyer said, "You're stuck, dude. If they don't want you post bail in France, you're stuck." That's what he said.
Y'all, you know what? I hear Nebraska. I'll come on out there and tell them what they should be doing in the law.
He said what Fred Penny would have said. Find a local lawyer. I can't help you, buddy.
did he get fined?
He got written a citation with a notice to appear, to which he strenuously opposed. Didn't think he should have been given.
He is strenuously, Denise.
Vehemently,
right there.
Strenuously, yes.
Okay. And so he was then, in other words, he can't leave until he appears.
Correct. They would not
let him leave.
Because of the epidemic, they wanted to make sure that this American knew that you can't come to our town in France and hock a loogie on our sidewalk.
You know what? I'm going to say case, and James, he actually has to pay a fine.
Okay, good. Mr. Penny, what say you to our case?
Now you have to think of something else, Fred.
I know, that's exactly what I was going to say, because I know in other countries it is illegal to spit on the ground, especially there's some countries that you can be arrested or given a fine for spitting on the ground. And by the way, behind the scenes, Cal is back under his desk looking at doing something to the wires
trying
again.
To get the
why does he do that?
I'm trying to get computer number one to turn back on. It did an automatic read update on me. I'm trying to get it to turn back on.
Okay, that's fine. Go ahead. I'm with Denise.
It's working.
I'm with Denise, though. I got to stay with Denise, Todd.
I think you give me bad luck.
I do. But that's the right answer, unfortunately.
Monsieur Culnam, how are you, my friend?
I cannot believe you would expel your spittle in my country. You must move on to your own. Allow me to light this candle on my... and flirt with the storage cabinet. Sorry, I'm quoting, what is it? Beauty and the Beast. Rumiere, was that his name? Yes. You know what, I'm going to say...
It almost sounds more like Pepe Le Pew.
That could be, you know. Would you like to be with her?
And that smell.
Monsieur, I cannot believe you. Denise, you come in with those grapes. It makes me feel all tickly inside.
Oh, no, this is sexual harassment.
So, you are the one with the grapes eating them so seductively. You're vexing you. I'm going to say no case. No case. I'm going no case. Cal is making this up out of whole cloth. The same whole cloth that's used to make a face mask as I stall for time while Cal trips around behind the control board.
So embarrassing. Oh, my gosh.
So I'm going no case.
Oh, my gosh. What, we spent $100,000 on the studio? And just $80,000
And we're still wanting Windows 10.
Cal's over there with some duct tape, silly putty, and ball bearings trying to get...
I even took a muffler bearing out of Fred's car.
Oh. And what did you do with that muffler bearing?
When we come back, you're going to hear case or no case. Don't worry, Cal. You can just take us out in your own voice.
No, I can't. This is just, okay. I'm going to just, folks, local breaks should come at the same time. Don't worry about any of that. But we will be on clock as you listen to Radio Law Talk. I invite you to stay right here. We'll get this all resolved momentarily.
You know what it is, Cal? You're dancing all the time.
Just keep going.
Stop dancing.
My dancing was good.
Come on. Were dancing in there and strewing off when you should have been taking care of the board.
That was before the computer did this. And by the way,
you're what, 99 years old? You're still dancing?
And rather well, I might add.
All right, we'll be back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I like the Amargosa Valley. You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Well, the case or no case of Pepe Le Pew and spitting, a guy from Nebraska at Pepe Le Pew's home spitting on the ground, and whether or not he was arrested, if it's a real case.
During a flu epidemic.
Yeah, during flu epidemic. I think you're throwing... Now, what I'm scared about, Denise, let me tell you. He said it was during the flu epidemic. I think he threw that in as a fake. I mean, I could see normally, so I think we're in trouble, Denise.
You think that was a head fake there, Fred?
I think it was a head fake, and I think Todd's going to win again, Denise. Go ahead.
Well, we need to let him catch up a little bit, so it's a little more challenging.
Well, I appreciate your kindness on Todd's behalf. Those of you who say this was a case, let's see, that was Denise and Fred. Oh, so sad for you.
Oh, I knew it. Dang it.
Those of you who say it was not a case, but one based on a real scenario.
No.
There was actually a city councilman in this town that saw someone spitting on the sidewalk during the epidemic and immediately got an ordinance passed because he said we will not let Americans spit on a sidewalk in France because a Frenchman would never do this. So anyway, apparently it became some sort of international thing. But at any rate, that's the case. And so sorry, Fred, and sorry, Denise, but congratulations, Todd. You're racking them up. Next time on our case or no case, I'm going to take you to New York City to ask yourself the question, when is a gym membership not a gym membership? That's coming up in our next case to case.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Now back to the show.
Case or no case. Hey, Denise, so what's happening? Who's sitting out on a case? This is not exciting news. Let me tell you, it's just definitely not exciting. But we have to, we're talking about the Supreme Court last hour. What's Judge Sotomayor doing, and what's the purpose of it?
Well, she had to disqualify herself in one of the cases that involved the electors that decided not to vote according to their state laws in the Electoral College during the 2016 presidential election. And she knows Polly Baca, who happens to be the plaintiff in one of those cases. And so she has to disqualify herself because she has to avoid the appearance of impropriety. It's not because she's going to side with her friend or not decide the case right. It's just because there is a concept in law that you avoid the appearance of something that looks like it could be bias or prejudicial.
And what's interesting, tell a little bit more about this, that even though this is wild, it could be a 4-4 split on this case. There's a similar case like this in the state of Washington, where she doesn't have a conflict, but it's the same exact. Is this the one I'm talking?
Yeah, I think aren't there three? Maybe there's just two, but I thought there was Colorado, which is the one she took herself off of, and then there's the Washington state.
Right.
But there was I thought there were two states where the electoral, the electors voted against the state law, where they were supposed to vote according to popular vote, and then the Washington state was the same situation, but the courts in those different states came up with two different, in the Court of Appeals, it came up with two different decisions.
Right. In Colorado, the Court of Appeals held, okay, this is what's called the faithless electors, you know, statute or saying, where in the 2016 presidential election, they would not follow what party, like the party, whoever wins, you have to follow. If you're a Democrat, and such Democrat wins,
yes,
you have to follow, you have to vote that line.
If
right?
you're elected in the Electoral College, you're supposed to vote for the person whom the party designates
exactly
in the primary.
And they're saying that's illegal. A lot of people, so state of Colorado said yes, the appeals said yes, that's improper and unconstitutional. Where in Washington said no, it is constitutional, state of Washington, and that's okay to do that. So now they're both up on Supreme Court, being appealed to Supreme Court. So Sotomayor is not hearing the Colorado law because a state senator is one that brought it, which is a good friend of hers, but she's going to hear it in the Washington state case, so she's going to make an impact one way or the other.
So here's my question. You get these two cases that are conflicting opinions from two different jurisdictions. They go up before the U.S. Supreme Court, and the U.S. Supreme Court splits 4-4. What happens?
Then the appellate court ruling stands.
So it could
be harmful for her friend.
Yeah.
Because if she would be the swing vote, that'd make it 5-4. And she can't vote.
And look, you know, from her perspective, you know, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because if she stays on, whichever side loses is going to say she should have recused herself because it was biased. If she either way she goes with the decision. And so I think she's doing the right thing. I think that it's going to be interesting, though, if it comes down to a 4-4 split. Because even if you had the same issue come up again, I guess you'd have to have the issue come up again. If it came up again with somebody that wasn't her friend representing folks, maybe she could hear it. But
here's what's interesting. No appeal. Now what do you do? The Supreme Court's made a ruling. What's next? I mean, if she makes a ruling and did participate, where do you go? You've hit the top of the... You're done, right?
Right.
Basically. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So it's going to be interesting. Because I think clearly state law applies, and now we have the Supreme Court interpreting the state law, and we have these electors that are saying, put their thumbs up and say, I'm not going to honor the state law.
Which honestly may be the way it should work out, because if you read the Constitution, the whole idea about electors and the Electoral College is the state gets to decide. Some states are winner-take-all, some states are, it's apportioned. It's up to the state to determine how their electoral votes are put forth, which is why you could necessarily have maybe a split between two states, because one state says, hey, this is the system we want to implement. Okay, and another state could be different.
Well,
Colorado's,
I think it's,
Colorado's apportioned. That's important.
It's the enforcement that's the issue.
Yeah.
Do they remove the vote and it, as if it had not been cast, or nullify it, or do they have to honor it even though it was not done in accordance with state law?
Sounds like a legislative issue to me.
All I got to say is I'm sitting here posting, about ready to post on our Instagram for Radio Law Talk. Go to our Radio Law Talk Instagram, because we're coming back. We're going to talk about Instagram and photographs and whether or not there is exclusive licensing rights on them. We'll be back.
Do you need model releases if you post somebody's picture on an Instagram?
I think the answer is going to be, we're going to tell you about this. I think there's some big issues because you sign something on Instagram, when you release it, it goes out.
Wow. Interesting stuff.
Yeah.
And it's coming up next on Radio Law Talk. You stay right there. We'll continue with the program right after this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to prolawfirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to prolawfirms.com. That's prolawfirms.com.
ProLawFirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to IcebergDriveIn.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
All right, guys, we need to have you read some lines for our disclaimer promo, but first, can anybody tell me what a disclaimer is? Right then. Well, Denise, you go ahead.
Non uti consilius me oriere por questus corporium juris consult.
Latin, that's a nice touch. Thank you, Denise. Next time we'll try it in English, if that's okay. Fred, how about you?
Cal, I don't want to read all this. Can't we just tell the people that we're discussing general legal issues and they should hire their own attorney instead of relying on what we have to say here?
Well, we could, I guess. Chris?
I'm not going to be there anyway. Why have me do it?
Let's have Todd do it.
Me? Read disclaimers? Why, I couldn't. The information you hear on Radio Law Talk is general.
The preceding promo was for entertainment purposes only. And if you want true legal advice, contact your own lawyer. Just a tip from your friends at Radio Law Talk.
Be sure to read our disclaimers on RadioLawTalk.com. As
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Navy's top admiral will soon decide the fate of the ship captain who was fired after pleading for commanders to move faster to safeguard his infected crew on the USS Theodore Roosevelt. Admiral Mike Gilday will decide whether Navy Captain Brett Crozier stepped out of line when he went around the chain of command and sent an email pushing for action to stop the outbreak. 660 sailors on the aircraft carrier, now docked in Guam, have tested positive for the virus and 7 have been hospitalized. One sailor has died and more than 4,000 of the ship's 5,000 crew members have been moved for quarantine. The review won't be limited to Crozier. It will also look at the command climate on the ship and higher up within the Pacific-based fleet to determine if there's broader leadership issues. Gilday could decide that Crozier acted in the best interest of his crew and was unfairly removed and could reinstate him as captain of the Roosevelt. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Radio Law Talk. And RadioLawTalk.com.
So I just sent on Radio Law Talk, and on my Instagram, it's at FrederickPenny1. You've got to go to Radio Law Talk. Just do at Radio Law Talk. You'll see Cal Hunter. What is I don't okay there it is. Cal Hunter doing a dance while we're sitting here during the break.
I was just enjoying myself.
He's a little bit nutty. I'm a little shocked.
It's my COVID freedom dance.
That's his COVID. He's dancing and rocking out. But anyway, go to our social media. You'll see it. You know what? Speaking of Instagram, and I am kind of a social media guy. I've never really been a social media guy until my marketing people told me I have to be a social media guy. And from that point on, I've kind of gone a little bit crazy. Don't you think, Todd? A little bit. I'm kind of getting out there. I've got 129,000 followers on Instagram. I am now on TikTok at Frederick. Believe it or not, I've got the handle at Frederick at TikTok. And I am verified. Todd, tell them what verified means.
Well, verified is when you're a public figure and you have risen to the
cream of the crop
degree of prominence that other people would be talking about you. Folks, you want to know what ranking on websites and Instagram and all that is all about? It's this. It is these programmers that have found a way to write an algorithm that mirrors what happens in high school and who becomes popular and who doesn't. They figured it out, and the people that are verified are like the popular kids in high school, and Fred Penny is.
So now, thanks to TikTok, Fred gets to sit at the cool kids table, which he never got to do in high school.
Well, what's interesting, that's exactly right. What's interesting, it's like if I do so, whenever I post something when you're kind of verified, It gets a little more love.
It does.
But like, I just posted something. I got 1,270 likes.
But I'm going to tell you something right now, Fred. I am not, personally, I am not going to acknowledge your verification on TikTok until you release a TikTok dance video fully choreographed.
I don't know if I'm going to do that. See?
I'm sorry.
I know.
You know,
I'm a lawyer and a radio host. You have to have some dignity.
Insecure? I heard it was insecure.
Well, it's.
I know I am.
I know. Well, it's a lot. Well, let me tell you, TikTok is like ages 12 to 28, and then Instagram's kind of more, you know, all the way up to age 40. Probably.
And Facebook is 40,
like 45.
40 to death. Facebook's 40 to death.
45 to death. Yeah. That's exactly. Mostly to death.
Oh, God.
And so.
Just saying.
And so we have to be in all genres, but I'm trying to get verified on Instagram and become popular, but I'm not quite there, Todd. I don't know if you're holding me back or what, but
post my dance video.
They do contact me occasionally, and they say, you know, Mr. Kunin, should we verify Fred Penny, even though I'm not verified, me and my whole, 500 followers. And by the way, I am A period Mark Todd period K, so figure that out. Anyway, so... Yeah, they contact me. I said, well, yeah, don't do it till he releases a TikTok video.
But, okay,
he releases a dance video with his cows, Corona, and virus.
I'll do it with the two of you. If you'll do it with me, I will do it with the three of us as radio hosts right after this show. I dare. Do you guys want to do a dance?
We can all do the Macarena.
Okay. I don't know if I can do anything, but I'll try. Cal, will you do the dance with us in the show?
I just did one. I don't understand. I'm going to post the one.
Okay. We're going to do it. We're going to do it after this show. I'm going to put it on my TikTok, and let's see if this thing goes viral. I just posted my cows on Frederick Penny 1 on Instagram. Again, we're talking about this, ladies and gentlemen, the jury, because we're going to talk about a case, an Instagram case. But it's up my cute little belted Galloway cows. Guess how many views I've gotten so far?
On your Oreo cows?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 20,000.
No, good. 13,726 views. That's
very moving.
Good. Yeah, that's pretty dang good. I tell you, the most views I've gotten is about 48,000 views on... It's pretty funny. My grandkids, they acted as little birdies. Did you see that one?
Cute.
They love whipped cream. So you pour the whipped cream, and it's so funny. 59,430 views of that.
Last week, my daughter, there was some cloud cover go overhead about 9, 10 o'clock at night, and there was a local establishment that was preparing for a light show, and so they had their lights shown up, and it was off the cloud cover, and it looked like little UFOs flying around. So she took video of that and posted it on her TikTok, and it got like 20,000 views.
But see, so all that content that's going out on TikTok, Instagram, and there's millions and millions, tens of millions of pictures and videos blowing out there. So who has the rights to those? And don't forget, when you join TikTok and Instagram, you always hit, click, I'll do that. And yes, I agree to the terms that are, you know, thousands of pages, you know, thousands of words long. And do you ever read it? People don't. And by the way, if you want to comment on this, it's 855-LAW-RADIO. Or Denise, what's the phone number?
855-529-7234.
So there's a thing called Mashable. Mashable is, I guess, like kind of a, is it, I guess, is it like a news program or that they do stories and stuff? And apparently there is a well-known individual that I have never heard of, and I don't follow these type of people, but his name, Stephanie, a lady, Sinclair. She's a professional photographer, and she's really known for doing the gender human rights stuff all over the world, okay?
And she's appeared in, like, Times Magazine.
Yeah, she's well-known.
National Geographic.
She goes ahead and takes some pictures of a child in Guatemala on her Instagram, and she puts it out on Instagram. And then Mashable comes along, says, look, we're going to use your image. We'll pay you $50. And she says, no, not $50. And they said, it doesn't matter anyway. Instagram, you put it out on Instagram. Therefore, it's public domain. And you sign the Instagram thing that says basically Instagram has the rights to send it out wherever they want and publish it and push it out. And we used it from the Instagram. Good luck. And the lawsuits are flying now, and she has brought a lawsuit against Mashable, saying that that is her photo, and she has exclusive rights, copyrights on it, and they're saying, no, you don't.
Does TikTok have advertising on it? How do they make their dough?
The same thing. Like Instagram,
else.
Like anything else.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, this is interesting because a couple weeks ago, I think we did a story about Mandy Moore, who was sued because she copied a photograph that was taken of her by a private photographer, and it was on like the Daily Mail website, and she did a screenshot of that and then posted it on her Instagram, and she was sued for copyright infringement because she had used that photo. And in the bottom left hand part of the photo, it certainly gives the copyright of the artist of the author that took it, and I see a distinction between this and that.
Why?
Because in this one here, in the Mandy Moore case, the photographer took the photograph, the photographer had control over it, gave exclusive rights to the Daily Mail to use it in their story, was compensated for it, right? And they did that. In this case
And
here,
they did not post it on Instagram.
And they did not post
That's
it on Instagram.
Difference.
It was posted on their Daily Mail website. And somebody took it from that website, Mandy Moore, and posted it to Instagram. In this case here, the photographer in the Sinclair case, the photographer posted it on a website that has, by its very nature, an agreement that anything posted on this website is not subject to copyright protection, and you agree to post it, and it's in the public domain.
And not only that, but they get the licensing rights to do whatever they want with it.
Right.
Instagram itself gets the licensing rights.
And look, to the photographer, you have the choice to post or not post. And if you don't want your work treated this way, don't post it on Instagram. And because, I mean, you're taking advantage of a free service. It costs you nothing to post on Instagram.
And it's building you.
And it's building you and doing all of that. It's a bit disingenuous to demand this free service, to demand that they publish your work, and then say, by the way, you can't use it for any other purpose.
I'm with you on that, Todd.
And
that's
so,
what I'm with you on.
And so I think that this decision was made correctly here. Now, it conflicts
What was the decision? What did they make?
Well, the lower court, the trial court, said you don't have copyright protection because you put it in the public domain, and it conflicts with other decisions, Breitbart and others, a Tom Brady case. So this is going to be appealed so that an appellate court can make a decision, and this is the type that makes up the Supreme Court where you have conflicting decisions
and
appellate.
And here's the best part about it. The judge said as follows. She put the photograph on her Instagram account. The plaintiff made her choice. This court cannot release her from the agreement she made with Instagram.
Exactly.
So there we go. So we're going to be back. We've got one more segment to go, and we're going to maybe touch on this. I have a couple more comments on this. And then we're going to talk about Avenatti, too, and some other things. We'll be back.
If you stay tuned, you will hear much more Radio Law Talk right here on this station and online at RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
All around the world, this is RadioLawTalk.com. You're listening to Radio Law Talk, and now back to the show.
Just a final touch on, before we leave this Instagram issue, the Instagram issue is... that Todd and I talked about. I kind of touched on it really quick, and Todd, during the break, was telling me he thinks that's a good idea. If you're worried about your photos going on Instagram, you know, what do you do to it then? And it's going to get you good publicity too, Todd.
Rather than fight the system, make it work for you. Put your handle, your tag,
your watermark,
some way some people can go to a site that showcases your work and put it somewhere in the photo that can't be cropped out. And you can make it small. And one of two things is going to happen. Either a place like Mashable is going to take that picture and post it, and everybody's going to see that, right? Or B, Mashable is going to look at that and say, we don't want to post that. And now you're protected because you didn't want anybody taking your stuff.
Yeah, right? You're protected, but you're not going to make money on your product. That's the part that I disagree with. I think it's overreaching for Instagram to say, I get the license on every single thing, non-transferable, no royalties, and I will. And Instagram will always be able to sublicense it and make money.
But, you know, when you look at basic contract law, and this is the way I look at this, which is, what is the consideration? Consideration is the legal term for if I have a contract with you, I pay pay you money, that's consideration for your service to me. That's the consideration that comes to me. So what is going back and forth between the users of Instagram and Instagram? Well, Instagram, the company, spent millions, maybe even billion dollars, building this framework for people to post their pictures and photos, and it doesn't cost the users one dime to use it.
It's completely free. And publicize themselves.
And publicize themselves and do whatever. And if you build up a following of 100, 200,000, now you get people that want to advertise and you can make money off of it. I mean, look at the Kardashians built a billion-dollar empire out of a similar service, Twitter, that hasn't charged them a dime for what they do, for their own self-publication. And so I think it's fair for Instagram to say, we're not going to charge you anything except that we want the ability to use the photographs you post. And then you, as a consumer of a free product, have a choice to say, I will either agree to your terms and post my photos and you can use them, or I won't and I won't post the photos. I think it's okay for Instagram to do that. Facebook does the same thing. Twitter, all of these social media accounts that are free, TikTok, that's how they get their content. And without it, the free services go away. Because if Instagram cannot monetize this stuff somehow through using the photographs and all that, it's not a governmental charity. It's not a governmental entity. It's going to go away if they can't make money on it. So I think it's, you know, that's where I fall down on it. What do you think, Fred?
I don't think at all, because I think I don't want to go against Denise, because her and I always go together at the same thing. But I truly believe that you are getting a huge service out of Instagram by, they make tons of money, like you said, on the advertising. They make it on building their brand. That's what people do. They go on there and build their brand. You have to pay people a lot of times to go out there and build your brand. And when Instagram's saying, I'm going to build your brand for free, that is the consideration for allowing your picture to be used by Instagram. So I think you got a good argument, Denise, but that would be my argument back is, but guess what? You are getting paid for it, but in a different way.
I built my brand on Instagram, but problem is I'm competing with a lot of people because apparently I'm in the village idiot category. And there are a lot of those. And so,
or cat person.
Cat person, crazy cat guy.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well,
what I don't understand is, last week we talked an awful lot. We probably, an hour and a half? Went into our second hour about how the coronavirus is affecting jails, release time, people being arrested, et cetera, et cetera. And by the way, as of just fairly recently, like as in last night, night before last, there's some counties in California that are starting to loosening their grip on the coronavirus issues. They're now allowing people to go to golf courses, to do other things. I got to be careful what I say, but I don't, because we're politically neutral here.
Well, just need to know what your specific county and state rules are before.
I just get very nervous when the government is dramatically telling me what I can't.
Infringing on your
dramatically, they have to infringe on your rights because to keep everybody safe and to keep law and order. But when they're saying, I can't stay near someone 6 feet away, even though we should, and I'm agreeing with that, but if they're going to arrest my grandma and my aunt who are down at the park or give them a ticket because they're sitting there socializing with my grandkids, I worry about that. I have a real worry about that.
So better a guideline than them hanging out at church taking down your license plate number so they
exactly
can...
Exactly right. Look,
for me, this all goes back to the Constitution. There's a thing in the Constitution called the Equal Protection Clause, which says, essentially, that people who are similarly situated should be treated the same way. And I think that is it's inherent to our Constitution. It's inherent to who we are. You probably knew this and felt that was just fair and didn't even know it came from the Constitution, but that's why it's there. And I think that's what the public is really upset with, because you have these cases where, so I can go to a Walmart with a bunch of people. I don't even have to wear the face mask. It's recommended, but I can go to a Walmart and shop, but I can't go to a church and worship. I can go to a park with my friends and then okay, but my grandmother in another town goes to the park and gets a ticket, and it's so...
In Chico, California, you can't go to church, but they cannot break up a group smaller than 10 that's a homeless encampment.
Exactly.
So why is the right to religious worship being infringed upon and not all of these other things?
And it comes back to equal protection.
And Denise just gave me a chortle because maybe I misunderstood it, but it is a good question in my mind. Anyway.
Because the people would say, hey, we are all similarly situated. We're human beings. We're dealing with this pandemic. And... the rules are not being uniformly applied. And it's not even like it's martial law. Look, if this were martial law, you'd have the National Guard patrolling the streets, you know, in the trucks, kicking people back, under the point of the gun, doing all of that. It's nowhere close to that. And it's difficult also when the reports about just in the last 4 months, what the virus is, how it's communicated, what the death rate is, whether or not people are dying from this as opposed to the flu. It is so fluid and changes so much that it's hard to have any reliance on what you're getting because it's a further developing situation. And I think that the rules are being relaxed because if they don't, you're going to have a riot. You're going to have chaos ensuing, and I think the government wants to avoid that.
Well, I'd love to hear Denise's take on this because I'm fascinated by the simple fact that the state says one thing, the federal government says another thing, and many times they are restrictive of our key rights. And so does that mean we no longer have the right to choose these things? How does that work? Help me understand that because I'm not getting it very well.
No, I think we have choice. I think we have the right to choose. And I think it comes down to we have the right to get sick, too. We have a right to expose ourselves.
That's true.
It's our rights are only limited to the extent that it impacts other people's rights.
Right.
We don't have the right to expose other people, right?
But how do you expose someone? Go ahead.
I mean, and that's where it extends. I mean, our rights are somewhere between our 6 feet right now, distancing, you know, at a halfway point. That's where our right ends.
But if I want to go 6 feet from my aunt, my uncle, and my... children, they have all agreed to that. They've all agreed to that. They're adults. And say there's 10 of them, and they all agreed to go down to the park and sit within 4 feet of one another. Do they have that right? And the way it sounds now, the answer is no.
Well, it depends on the jurisdiction. I mean, it really does depend.
But still.
I think that's the frustration. It depends on the jurisdiction. I can do something here and 10 miles down the road, somebody does it,
that's
and I get
exactly
arrested.
Right.
Well, it just proves that one-size-fits-all governance is not wise, and that's why we have different levels of government. So when one big one says everything works for everybody, and it really doesn't.
So one-size-fits-all, like, and depends, too, right?
Maybe.
It all comes back to that.
I don't think mine will fit you.
We'll be back, hour three, and we'll talk about depends. Come back. Hour three's going to get worse.
That fits all of us? I did not know this. That's an experiment that needs to be conducted here. We'll be right back with Radio Law Talk. The last hour is coming right up.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management.
Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.